Under the new law, each health district in the state has to provide at least one marijuana dispensary, but that obligation could be met if a private entity also came in. We asked Carson if the county's going to invest its own time and money at this point on a public facility.
The language isn't specific enough yet for us to know. We know that we have the option to opt out, but if we opt out before knowing if there's going to be a private dispensary in the county, then we could be risking not having the medical marijuana available to our constituents that want it and need it. So we're waiting for more information. It's pretty frustrating.
There are also questions about funding, since the state bill does not provide money to local governments.
There's no guarantee that, you know, we have 75% of our funding in the health department comes from federal grants and through Medicaid and a number of different programs. So we are concerned that those funds could be at risk since cannabis is still, I forget the class, but
it's Schedule 1, I believe.
Schedule 1, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So what do we know what the cost is? In the staff report, it looked like Health Director Rich Bulla's projections ranged anywhere from $62,000 to $156,000.
Well, for the initial setup, it would be in that $100,000 to $150,000 range, and it would depend on where we decided to set it up. There's training that's involved, security, and then ongoing costs could be anywhere between, like, $65,000 to $100,000 a year.
They also need more information to decide where to locate a facility. Carson said some council members want to place it by a public transit line, but there are several factors to consider.
Like if you have other staff available, you know, you have to have at least one person trained, but, you know, if that person's out sick, you still have to provide the service, so you need at least one backup, and that might be more readily available if we had it at the Quinns Junction facility. You know, they won't be doing any measuring or actual filling of prescriptions at the health department site, wherever it is located. There's a central fill pharmacy that the state will run, and so all of the product will come into them. They will fill prescriptions from there. They handle all of the money. There's a designated delivery point where the patient will pick that up. It will then be shipped, and it has to be picked up within 24 to 48 hours, or it's sent back to the central fill pharmacy. So there won't be a lot of product, you know, at any one time in the health department building.
Summit County Council Member Kim Carson. For KPCW, I'm Rick Bruff.